Game. Tariq Elite on Tariq Elite Radio.
Listen to me, 'cause I do those things, yeah. See, what's up, family? Welcome to the Tariq Elite Show. My name is Mr. Tariq Elite. Glad to have everybody tuning in. We're going to drop that hot fire in just a moment. And this song is very appropriate for the title of the show. The show title today is called The Secret Green Light. And I'm going to explain what that means in 1 minute, but we're going to chop up some real good game about that right here on the Tariq Elite Radio Show right after these messages, family. We'll be right back with your phone calls as well right here on Tariq Elite. EbonyCohesion.com. That's the website for black businesses to get set up online and for black people to network with one another. It's meant to create an online market for black businesses and to promote their products and services. Go to www.EbonyCohesion.com. KSultra.com. Subscribe to KSultra's t-shirt subscription and get a brand new t-shirt delivered to you every month. Now this month you're going to get a long sleeve t-shirt for the cooler weather with a print of the artist's unique interpretation of two powerful ancient symbols, the all-seeing eye and the tail devouring the snake. This month's shirt comes with a booklet describing the story behind the symbols in detail, and it also comes with free stickers. Sign up for the t-shirt subscription right now. Tariq Elite Radio users, use the coupon code KFLEX and get 50% off on your first month. That's KSultra.com.
You're now tuning into the king of game, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
What's up, family? We are back right here on Tariq Elite Radio, and I'm your gracious host. My name is Mr. Tariq Elite. Glad to have everybody tuning back in. Hey, everybody, don't forget, the Mackish package for Christmas is on sale right now. You can still get the 2013 Christmas Mackish package selling like hotcakes. It's on sale right now. You go to TariqRadio.com and there's a little button at the top where you can get the Mackish package. Get that right now. You got a week and a half, well, half of a week to get the package. The sale ends next week. So it's going to end, I think, next Tuesday. So go to TariqRadio.com. And for those who don't know, in the Mackish package this year, you're going to get the Relationship Riches and Race DVD, my live lecture in Chicago. You're going to get my live lecture in New York, the Tariq live lecture in Miami, the Tariq live lecture in Atlanta. You're going to get the Eugenist DVD. You're going to get the Mac Lessons DVD. You're going to get one of the Tariq Elite snapback baseball hats. You're going to get the International Tariq Elite sunglasses. You're going to get the No Justice t-shirt, and you're going to get the White Heraldry t-shirt. You're going to get all that for just $99, so that's a great Christmas present to get for yourself or for any of your loved ones, so take advantage of that right now. That's at TariqRadio.com. Let's see who we got on the phone. We got a lot of folks calling. I'm going to chop up game with the family today. What's up? Who's calling?
Yo, what up? Ernie from Delaware.
What's your name, bro?
Ernie.
Ernie from Delaware. I ain't never met a nigga named Ernie. Wait, a brother named Ernie?
Yo, that's my dad. My dad was old when he gave me that name.
How old was your dad when he had you? Like 60?
Yeah, he was, actually.
I can imagine. I don't see no young. I ain't heard Ernie since like 1979. The last Ernie I heard was on fucking Sesame Street with Ernie and Bert.
Yeah.
Ernie's the OG fucking name. The niggas I knew named Ernie were on some gangster shit. Don't sleep on Ernie. Ernie probably had about 15 felonies back in 1973, you dig? So those Ernies weren't nothing to fuck with. But go ahead, Ernie, what's on your mind?
Yo, I would like to know, man, how do I deal with my son's mother? Like, we was together for 5 years, and we just broke up like 6 months ago. She was some new dude. She lived with him.
Damn.
And, like, my son was living with me. We all lived together for 5 years, but my son was living with me for a while, and he just went back with his mom, and she just be acting crazy, man. Like, you know, she been hitting me with, like, this child support, waving that over my head. Like, I've been giving her money and stuff, but it's like she always want to fight with me. Like, I ain't got the energy to be fighting.
I feel you. That's that. Like, you know what it is? That's that new nigga getting in her ear. You dig? The new nigga's right. getting in her ear. He ain't really, he's probably on some deadbeat shit. Well, not even deadbeat, but he just probably don't want to break bread. He don't want to come out the pocket. She's stigmatized, and he's like, yeah, hit that nigga for some more paper. He ain't giving you enough. It's the dude in her ear. You understand that? So at this point, I would say, man, just try to have limited contact with her. Just try to deal directly with the kid. I know you have to deal with her to deal with the kid, but get your paperwork in order. Get your money set up so that your wages don't get garnished. You gotta take the offensive sometimes. Sometimes brothers gotta take offense because you sit around and just wait for these motherfuckers to garnish your wages, and then you ass out broke than a motherfucker. So you gotta take the offensive and start putting your money in places that's gonna be nice and safe and still take care of your kid. And don't play little word games and little bullshit games with her and that dude. Just get your little custody on. I would say get legalized joint custody. So you see your son. It's a son, right?
Yeah.
You see your son at a set time. Take him back to her raggedy ass at a set time. So you can alleviate all the confusion. You don't need to deal with that. You feel me?
Yeah, I feel you, man.
All right, Ernie, man. Tell Bert I said what's happening. Thanks for the call. That's Ernie from goddamn Sesame Street. Let's see who else we got on the phone. What's up? Who's calling?
What's up, Tariq? This is your boy, Kalel.
What's your name? What's your name, brother?
Kalel.
Kalel. Pleasure to meet you, Kalel.
Yeah.
What's on your mind?
I wanted to ask you two questions real quick, because I wanted to know, you know, how to talk to girls. And the other thing is, you know, how to talk to them off the phone.
How to talk? You want to know how to talk to girls, and you want to know how to talk to them on the phone?
Yeah, like, you know, how to approach them. Because I approach girls and I talk them all the time, but sometimes I feel like I approach them the wrong way. And I just want to know how to do it from your perspective.
Okay, now let me ask you this. Now, you say you want to know how to talk to them on the phone. How are you normally talking to them on the phone? Talking to somebody on the phone should be relatively easy, right?
Yeah, well, more so like, you know, what questions to ask them. Because, you know, sometimes, you know, I feel like, you know, I lose, you know.
You lose it, like when you okay. I'm assuming that when you get a girl's number, you call her, you have some bullshit conversation, and she kind of brushes you off, right? That's basically what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me help you out a little bit. First of all, now when you introduce and meet people, I've done a million shows and I've written a lot of books about how to initially meet people. I don't want to go into all that again. You would have to go to Amazon, get my book, The Art of Mackin'. First of all, have you read that yet?
Yeah, I bought it. I bought all your books in the DVD.
Okay, all right. So read them again. Sometimes you got to just get a refresher and soak that game up again so you can know how to do the initial approach. Now, as far as phone game, because I haven't talked too much about phone game in my books, when you talk to women on the phone, as a dude, you got to be very brief and to the point, and you got to take a very domineering stand when you talk to women on the phone. Meaning, yeah, a lot of times when you probably call women, you acting shy. You just lingering on the phone trying to think of shit to say. That's some beta male shit, and they can feel that. So you don't want to have that kind of beta male energy. The phone call should go like this. Hey, what's up, young lady? This is Kalel. I met you up at the Brooklyn Swap Meet this Saturday. What are you doing this weekend? Oh, I don't know. I'm going to the mall with my friends. Well, look, you and I need to hook up this weekend because I really want to chop up some real shit with you. In person. I don't want to do this whole phone thing because I'm too busy for that. But let's say Saturday, we need to hook this thing on up. You know, you got to take the initiative and let her know what's going to be popping instead of just lingering on the phone. You don't want to be lingering on the phone like a big fucking teenager. How old are you?
Yeah, I'm 22.
22, yeah, you're too old for that laying on the phone, breathing and all that old hoe-ass shit. You're going to have to step that game up, get definitive, let her know what's popping, take the initiative, and give instructions. And that's a good thing. I did a meme about giving instructions, and there were some hood rats out here talking about, oh, ain't no nigga gonna tell me what to do. It ain't about telling you what to do. It's about taking the initiative and being the leader. That's all that means. But thanks for the call, my dude.
Sir.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I get some more calls in a minute. The phone call, ladies and gentlemen, is 818-850-5404. Hey, let me give a RIP to our brother Nelson Mandela. Nelson Mandela passed last week. So RIP to that brother. Nelson Mandela was definitely a writer. A lot of folks are talking about the death of Mandela, and people are celebrating the life of Mandela. I know there's a new movie with Nelson Mandela, or about Nelson Mandela, starring the homie Idris Elba. I want to check that out. But Mandela was a writer, man. He was one of the few cats out there who really had principles and stood on his principles. Now, a lot of people think that when Mandela got out of jail, everything was different in South Africa. Now, let me say this. The apartheid wasn't as blatant in South Africa, but understand this. People get very confused. The power structure is still in power, by the way. Just because Mandela was out there in the front, don't think that the people behind the scenes weren't running the show. I just want people to be very clear on that. People, you know, we have these victory laps and all that, but understand you got to follow the wealth and the resources. You still got to follow the wealth and the resources and understand a lot of those people, they learn, okay, look, this is not a good look for us to be smashing people over their heads over here in South Africa, because the apartheid regime, it was some real roguish shit over there. And for a long time, the people in South Africa, the Afrikaners, the white South Africans, they had a very bad rap globally. That wasn't a good look to see them treating those innocent African people like that. And there were a lot of protests from around the world. A lot of people were boycotting South Africa. There was a song in the 80s. What was that song called? I'm Not Gonna Play Sun City. There was a lot of 80s R&B artists got together and said they're not gonna play Sun City. That was a place out there in South Africa. So a lot of people were globally boycotting South Africa. So they had to change their image. So they let Mandela out of jail and put him out there in the forefront. Okay, you can be the president. But remember, they were still pulling the strings behind the scenes. So we can't have victory laps. We can have a victory lap, but we can't keep having a victory lap without getting the wealth and the resources distributed in the right place, because there's a lot of people over there that's still struggling, and there's a very small minority that's running things behind the scenes. So be very clear of that, because a lot of times we get these symbolic victories and we are just stuck on that, and we don't understand how the whole chessboard is moving, because a lot of people in power just don't give up power. Please understand that. They will revamp and reshape their power, and they'll even hide their power to a certain degree. But when certain people are in power, they ain't giving that up just like that. The homie, the elder, the ancestor, Khalid Muhammad, he once said when Mandela was in jail, they should have broke in there and got him out. I don't know why they didn't get him out. That's his words. He said they should have went in there. It's just brick and this is just a building. You're the majority over there. Go in, break him out. But I digress, though. But shout out to our brother Mandela, man. He's a real dude. He stood on his principles. Real cat, man. Very rare to have cats like that in this day and age. He's one of the last of the Mohicans. And also, let's be very clear, because a lot of people over here in the media and all that, they're praising Mandela. But he was on the damn terrorist list for a long time now. Let's be very clear. They kept their eye on Mandela. Like I said, the people in power were still in power, and they were waiting on him just in case he wanted to say something or do something slick. They already had him on that terrorist watch list. So just understand the whole thing before we start singing Kumbaya. But I digress. Let's see who else is on the phone. What's up? Who's calling? Hello? One more time. Hello? Y'all messing up my flow. Hello? All right, let me get another call. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's up, King Flex? What's good?
What's up, man? What's your name, sir?
Yeah, my name is Tyrus. I'm from the Bronx.
Your name is Tigress?
Yeah. My name is Ty. You can call me Ty. I'm from the BX.
Ty. Well, what name did you say before? What's that name you said before?
My name is Tyrus. T-Y-R-U-S. Tyrus.
Oh, Tyrus. Okay. I'm like, if this nigga says his name is Tigress, like a female fucking tiger... Nigga, I'm about to hit you with
hell
some...
Nah, hell no.
I was about to say, what's up? This nigga laying on his stomach with a leopard skin fucking outfit on named Tigress. Nigga, kill yourself. I was about to say.
Nah, man, never that. Never that. Right. Too moist, bro.
So what's on your mind, Ty?
I got like two quick questions. I'm just wondering if you can answer both of them.
Go ahead.
Yeah, one question is, because I tend to have, you know, bad relationships as far as with females.
Okay.
Like, it's like more like leading them on. Like, I may not want such a deep relationship like they may want, and I might just want just to lay down, just to like kick it with them, you know, sex here and there, but probably, you know, a date here or there, and that's it. Like, I don't want nothing much. But is there a way to like to bring that to the table without wanting a relationship?
You know, in this day and age, man, you got to be very careful. And, you know, right now you're just a regular brother, you know, trying to do his thing. So you got more leeway. But a lot of times, and I've said this on Ustream before, if you are a man of means and if you have a certain status, the game, you're going to have to balance the game out. You're going to have to throw a little paper around, because in this day and age, we got the on-blast culture. We have a culture where people, if they feel the slightest bit of being done wrong, or somebody didn't treat them a certain way, or they felt like they're used, people have this revenge, get over, I'm going to put you on blast culture. So you want to be careful having that kind of indifference to, you know, to certain females. I would say don't lead them on first. That's the number one thing, because a lot of times when you just want some ass, a lot of dudes won't ask, and then y'all make all these promises, and then when you don't follow through with the promises, these women start getting real devious. They're like, okay, nigga, I'm about to go and scratch up your car. I'm about to go do some shit to your other girlfriend. You know, so they'll try to put you on blast. So first of all, don't lead motherfuckers on. Let's cut that out. We're going to cut that leading people on. And you'll be surprised how many women would be down to do the do. There's some women who are just cool to get down like that. And you don't even have to make all those crazy promises. And a lot of women are like, a lot of women will think, well, damn, I was going to get a nigga to pussy. Why he promised all these cars and homes and roses and all that shit? So keep that thing
mad. You advise me. I'm sorry for that.
Go ahead, brother. You were saying what?
No, I'm saying you advise me to just keep it like 100, because there's times like I feel like they won't necessarily, you know, get with me unless I gas them up or be a fake boyfriend.
A lot of dudes think that. It ain't, no, dude, you don't have to do that. A lot of dudes make that mistake, man, and you'll be surprised. A lot of chicks, man, you can just kick it with them and just ride out with them and just have a good time. You ain't trying to get booed up with them if that ain't what you want. You ain't trying to be all babyface and Toni Braxton and all that old hoe ass shit. You're just trying to be real cool. You're kicking it, and then one thing leads to another. Y'all get physical, but y'all still cool. There are a lot of women who are just down like that. You don't
need to spend money for that?
No. No, you don't. You don't. And I'm now. Oh, if you're a person of means, now that's a different story. Now, if you're a person of means or status, that's different, because now you can't just, if you're a person, you balling out, or you got a certain status, and you meet somebody and you tap or whatever. Now you got to be careful, because now you got motherfuckers putting your shit on media takeout and TMZ,
right,
and you got to worry about all that stupid shit. But I'm gonna do a whole show about that. But as far as your situation, just go out and meet women, man. Don't gas them up with that bullshit. Just be mysterious. Your mysterious vibe, that will be enough. That's all you need. The mysterious vibe and them trying to gain that status with you will be enough. You understand that?
I understand.
There you go. Thanks for the call, bro. Did that brother said, was that, he said he had a couple of questions. I don't know if he has one or two. I got kind of lost. But let me get into what I want to talk about tonight. I want to talk about the secret green light. Now, some of y'all are asking, what the hell is a secret green light? Now, the secret green light, that's when you're dating a person or you know a person and they're acting like people are doing something without their consent. But low key, they're giving the green light. And this goes into an email I got from one of my listeners. One of my listeners sent me an email. He's like, hey, what's up, Tariq? Big fan of the show. The other day, me and my lady friend, we went to a house party. It was a cool house party, intimate vibe. Everything was real fine. At the party, and it's the girl, she's not necessarily my lady, but it's the girl that I'm trying to get to know. We're trying to vibe with. We're trying to get to know each other, but we're not a couple yet. So we're at the party. I noticed there's some dude trying to talk to the girl that I came with. Now, I'm off mingling, talking to other friends. and I keep noticing that this lame dude with no game is talking to the girl that I came with. I didn't think much of it. You know, she looked like she might have been trying to brush him off, but she was talking to him for a while, but again, I wasn't tripping on it. Now, a week later, I talked to my lady friend about going out, and she said, no, she's not going out with me. She's going out with the guy. She's going to dinner with the guy she met at the party. So now I'm confused. At the party, she act like she wasn't really interested in the guy. And I asked her, what's the deal with that? And she said, well, when I was talking to the guy at the party, you didn't seem jealous, or you didn't try to check nobody, or you didn't say nothing. So I just made a date with the guy. So what's my situation, Tariq? What should I do? Now, I emailed this guy back and I said, hey, dude, you're going to have to charge her to the game, because what she did was very disrespectful. Now, she may not be technically your lady, but y'all go to this party together and she's talking to some other dude. That's real disrespectful. So the guy emailed me back making excuses. See, a lot of times, man, y'all, some people always talk about the game is all about common sense, but a lot of times dudes throw common sense out the window. So he emails me back. He's like, but yeah, man, I feel what you're saying, but it don't look like she was interested in the dude, man. Looked like the dude didn't have no game, and, you know, I don't know what she's trying to do, but I don't think she was really interested. I emailed him back. I said, look, bro, not only was she interested, she's going on a damn date with the dude. So let's not pretend that this dude forced himself upon her. The reason why the dude was talking to her like that is because she gave him the secret green light. She gave him a sign with her eyes or with her vibe that it was cool for him to come spit. Please be very clear. And this happens in a lot of situations. You have people and in folks out there, you're dating somebody, you might have a girlfriend, boyfriend, and they're always acting like, oh man, I'm at the bar and all these women are hollering at me. I had to beat him off. But what the dude ain't saying to his girlfriend is that he's giving these women the green light to do that. For example, I know a lot of you guys look at the show, The Housewives of Atlanta, Real Housewives of Atlanta. There's a couple on there called Phaedra and Apollo. Now, in their relationship, Phaedra is the domineering one. She's clearly the one. She's a lawyer. She married a guy who was in prison. He was an inmate. Apollo, he's a personal trainer now, and he seems like a good guy. I'm not trying to shit on the guy because he's in prison. I don't want to define him as an inmate, because a lot of brothers get caught up in the game. But he seems like a good guy, but Apollo's doing a little dirty macking, because in those situations, when you are in a situation with the woman who's the domineering one, the breadwinner, and she kind of calls the shots, that fucks with a dude. So a lot of dudes get into this whole dirty macking thing because y'all get into a mother-child relationship. And even on the show, she talks about how immature he is, and dealing with him is almost like dealing with one of the kids, because they have a couple of kids. So you get into a mother-child type relationship like that. And in a mother-child relationship, the man who's playing the role or being put in the role of a child, he's going to act out and do rebellious things. And that's what's happening seemingly with the dynamic with Phaedra and Apollo. Now, there's a woman on the show named Kenya Moore. Very attractive sister from out here in LA. And Apollo was saying something to the effect, well, him and Kenya, they were texting each other. They ran into each other in LA, and she offered sex to him, and he had to run and duck and dodge. That's what he's saying to his wife. That woman is crazy. I got to get away from her. She came to my hotel. She offered oral sex and all this old shit. Like he's the defenseless little lamb. And that's dirty macking, because truth be told, Brother Apollo gave her the green light to come at him like that. If you don't want nobody to come at you like that, they wouldn't come at you like that. The only reason a person or female would come at a dude like that is if he's giving her the secret green light. Some with this nigga's body language, some with his eyes. Something's giving her the green light to let her know that it's cool to do that. And the secret green light goes into other realms of relationships. Let's look at the Housewives of Atlanta again. Candy Burris, the lovely young lady, songwriter Candy, she's engaged to a brother. What's the guy's name? Fucking, I can't think of his name. But her fiance, it's a dude, and another situation where Candy is the breadwinner, the guy's marrying her, he's moving into her stuff. So she's calling the shots, but she's not throwing it in his face herself. The problem is, Candy's mother is throwing all this in the dude's face. Candy's mother is coming into the relationship kind of disrespecting Candy's fiance. For those who watch the show, and if you don't watch the show, you need to check it out so you can understand what I'm saying. But in the show, Candy has a mother, and her mother's just really off the hook. She's really disrespecting the dude, saying, he's trying to use you, Candy. He's trying to get your money. He ain't shit. He ain't, you know, the mom is being very disrespectful. And the fiance, the guy, is like, Candy, you need to check your mother. And Candy's looking around all goofy. No disrespect, but she's like, oh, that's my mama. I don't know. That's my mama. That's my mama. But when you do that, you're giving your mom the secret green light to disrespect your folks. And by giving your mom the secret green light to do that, that implies that Candy low-key feels the same way her mother feels about her fiancé. But she's just letting her mama do it to keep the dude in check so she'll seem like the good guy. Does that make sense? I want y'all to feel the logic in that. Because a lot of times people will let people or loved ones or people around them do all the disrespectful talking and slickness. And they'll sit back and act innocent, not say nothing, like they're opposed to it, but they just don't want to get in between. But they're low-key agreeing with it. That's why they let it go on. You understand what I'm saying? You know how to shut shit down, especially with your family. You can't use the, oh, that's my mom, I just can't. No, you know how to pull your mom to the side and say, Mom, don't do that. Dad, don't do that. That's my significant other. Don't disrespect them like that. Come on now. You can't sabotage my relationship, Mom. Telling your mom to not sabotage your relationship or your loved one to not sabotage your relationship, that's not disrespecting your loved one if they're doing something that's extremely disrespectful to you or your relationship. So if you want them to stop, you got to check that. You can't keep giving people the secret green light because that's what you really want to say, but you don't want to seem like the bad guy. You understand what I'm saying? So you got to be very careful with that. There was a situation years ago, me and my partners, we used to hang out and we used to have our little lady friends rocking with us. And one of my partners, whenever we were with him and his girl, we would always get into little spats with other dudes. Every time we would go out, it seems like some dude would try to disrespect us. Every time I was out with him and her, some dude would come along and just kind of say something slick or do something out of pocket. Then we get into a little tussle with dudes or get into a little war of words with dudes. And it would always be some kind of beef or some kind of negative energy out and about when we would hang with my dude and his girl. And I wanted to figure out what's the deal here, because that's not a coincidence. I don't believe in coincidences. I believe in patterns. So one day we're out, we're riding in a car, and somebody's driving. I'm in the passenger seat, him and his girl, they're in the back seat. And I'm looking at his girl, my friend's girl. And it was a car full of dudes who pulled up. And I'm looking out of my peripheral. And I'm looking at her. And she kind of glances over at the other dude smiling. And then the dudes kind of tried to roll their window down and holler. And then she turned around like, oh, phew, God, these guys are trying to holler at me, acting like a little victim. So I'm like, oh, okay. She's egging dudes on. She's out here grinning up in niggas' faces and kind of low-key flirting with dudes, and then when they try to holler, she acts innocent like, oh no, they're trying to get at me. All these men are trying to talk to me. I don't know. I'm just so fly. I'm just so fine, and all these men are trying to holler. Y'all got to defend me. It was that type of thing. So you got to be very careful around women like that, because the thing is, cats get to beefing, and this chick is giving them the green light to do that, because the logic in the dude's mind, a guy who's passing by, if this woman is in the car disrespecting these dudes by smiling at me, I can disrespect these dudes. You understand what I'm saying? So people give the secret green light to these folks and they try to act innocent. Just like with the gentleman who called up earlier when he was talking about how the baby mama acting up and all that. She's getting the green light from that other dude. The new dude is giving her the green light to do that. And when you have a baby mom and she's dating somebody and that person's around your kid, you got to get to know that motherfucker. If this dude is around your kid, you and him need to sit down and chop it up. That's on some real shit. So y'all can get an understanding. Like, hey, player, fuck the baby mom. This is about me and you right now. What's happening? You don't know what kind of nigga that is around your kid. Cats got to be very careful about who these hood rats bring around your kid. And stop nutting up in these damn hood rats, by the way. But that's a whole nother show. Let me get a couple of more calls, family. All up in this piece. Let me see who we got up in here. Hold on 1 second. We got a lot of folks calling. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, this is Chris from Vegas.
What's up, Chris from Vegas? How you doing, fam?
Everything's good. Everything's good. How you living?
Sorry. I'm good. What's on your mind?
I mean, I was calling because I was calling to see what's your take on ladies at work. I'm actually a school teacher.
Okay.
And both young school teachers, I'm just calling to see what's your take on that. I know we're around kids, and I know,
right,
workplace environment type thing. Yeah. Me and the lady both feeling each other, and just trying to see what's your take on it.
Well, the thing is, you know, the teaching job, you know, that's a career that you know, mm-hmm. you want to be at the school for a minute, and you don't want to get into a negative situation where you date one of those teachers and then the shit goes bad and then you have to see them every day. So my thing is this. Can you deal with seeing them every day if things go wrong? On her side or your side, for example, if it goes wrong, like you banging and all of a sudden, the ass is good, you loving it, you feeling her, she's sexy, you vibing with her, and mm-hmm. y'all banging for like, what, 2 or 3 months? And
yeah.
After 2 or 3 months, she said, hey, guess what? You know, everything was cool, but I'm getting back with my old dude. You know, my old dude, he came back to town. Well, he just got out of jail, and I decided to get back with him. You know what I'm saying? Now, are you able to deal with seeing her every day?
Yo,
are you gonna be like this? Are you gonna be this?
Fucking games with me, nigga.
That is true. I'm
like dead ass.
Wait, is this you?
Hold on. To eat? I'm going to dirtbag me, my nigga, for real?
Come on. Because this situation last year, there was a girl that was there, and me and her kind of had the thing, and all the students, I never even talked to her at the school, but students just knew. They'd be like, oh, you and her, oh, how's she doing? Did you say hello?
Oh, damn.
I'm like,
that's
I'm like, dang, I hadn't even talked to her at work.
That's
like, how did y'all even pick up on that?
So wait. So you were dating this woman. The relationship
not with, even dating her, just banging her on the side.
And the kids, yeah, and then she charged you to the game, and what happened?
She moved to another state. So
okay, and the kids was like, you know,
kids would be like, oh, like how's she doing? Or I have old students coming in talking about, oh, like when's the last time you talked to her? I'm like, what do you even talk about? Like, how do you even know? I don't even talk about her at all.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe she's running her mouth. So that's kind of an issue that I'm thinking about. Like,
you probably came to the
like, can
you,
I trust?
You probably came
can
to
I
the
trust
class.
The female to be quiet.
No, well, she may have said something. She may have said something, or your body language. The kids can pick up on stuff. Kids are very intuitive. You probably came to class looking simpish. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they probably picked up on that. They're like, Mr. Jackson, are you okay? You going through some emotional problem, Mr. Jackson? I'm not. I want to go to lunch because you scaring me, Mr. Jackson. You know, so they were probably picking up on your energy.
Yeah.
But she may have said something too. A lot of these women. That's another thing, man. Not only will other teachers know your business, other parents end up knowing your business because you don't know what kids you didn't confide it in, and now they going up to the school. They going up to the somebody mama going up to the school. Excuse me, is the principal here? You got a social studies teacher, Mr. Johnson. I'm hearing that he's out here eating women's asses, and I don't want my kid in his classroom. Anybody who eat ass cannot teach class. You know, so you don't want people in your business. So you got to think
that. They be confiding in the students, man.
That's
one thing I thought about. You know what I'm saying? They'd be over here just giving all their emotional, seeking for advice from 13, 14, 15-year-olds when they're supposed to be teaching. And
exactly.
I feel like that's one thing that concerns me if I do want to take the next step forward in this relationship. Like, are you going to be putting our business out on the street for everybody? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. So you got to be very careful. And plus, with these freaky-ass teachers, now you go over to her house and she wants you and a ninth grader to run a train on her. So you better be very careful. So you got to be careful about what the fuck these teachers got going. But thanks for the call, man. All right. Hey, y'all, let me get up out of here, man. That's been today's episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show. Hey, the show is at TariqRadio.com. Spread the word. Let everybody know to go to TariqRadio.com. Get the movie Hidden Colors 1 and 2 at HiddenColorsFilm.com. We're right in the middle of editing Hidden Colors 3. It's a long, meticulous process, but we're making it do what it do. We're working on Hidden Colors 3. Go get Hidden Colors 1 and 2 at HiddenColorsFilm.com. Follow me on Instagram at Tariq Elite. Follow me on Twitter at Tariq Nasheed. And don't forget, the Mackish package is on sale right now at TariqRadio.com. Click on that right now and get the Mackish package. I'm going to holler at y'all on Ustream Sunday. Peace.